Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Elliot, our Eagles reporter and one half of the Go Birds podcast alongside James Seltzer. Elliot Shore Parks joins us. What's up, ESP?
Man, that is a phenomenal James drop right there. That is great.
It's a great laugh. It's real, too, for people that don't know that.
Oh,
that's real.
I believe it.
Elliot, why did the Eagles select Nick Sirianni as their head coach? There's a lot of conversation around, oh, it's the guy because of Frank Reich, so they want to fix Carson Wentz. Oh, because they can use him as a puppet because he's 39 and he's not experienced. Why do you think they hired him?
I think he checks off probably the most boxes of what they wanted at this point of the interview process. I don't believe he was their number one choice, but I think prior to this whole process, if I would have listed, and I think they would have probably listed roughly the same, what they wanted a candidate, it would have been an offensive mind, a young guy, and someone that they think can work with the quarterback. Now, play calling, he didn't do that. That is an issue. That's a big box. But if you can get three of those four, I think that's ultimately why he got the job over some of the other candidates they were at least able to potentially get.
So what do you think of the hire?
I like it. I mean, he probably wouldn't have been number one on my list, but I think if you take the name off of it, I think his resume is a lot better than people may be giving it credit for. I mean, he was an offensive coordinator for 3 years. He did work with the head coach that I think is a good head coach. Much like kind of with Doug, it was impressive that he had worked with Andy. I do think Frank Reich's a good head coach. So being with him, I think, is a good quality. The only real question I have about him is one word you hear about him a lot is like fiery. Like he's a very emotional guy. And I wonder if at 39 years old, there is some positives to that for sure. But he is walking into a much tougher situation than he was in Indianapolis. Like for Doug, as much as the players liked him, and I think the players will like Sirianni as well, Doug was very even keeled. He could get riled up, but he was very even keeled. I don't get the sense that that's who Sirianni is, and I think he's going to have to become more of that to succeed, especially in a place like Philadelphia.
What are you hearing about the staff he's going to put together, right? I mean, it's one thing for him to have his first opportunity to be the head coach, but we know they've done this with other guys and they've succeeded. And a lot of that has had to do with who they come in with initially as a part of their staff to release some of that burden of responsibility on them in those earlier years. Yeah. So what are you hearing about the staff that he may bring with him?
Well, I think that phrase is a good one, relief the burden off of him. Because I think he's a lot like Doug in the way that he, although his resume is a little longer than you would think for someone that's 39, he has not been in the league for a ton of years. I don't think he has a ton of connections around the league, much like Doug. And that's why when Doug came in, you saw how he controlled the staff or make some hires for him. I think it'll be like that. Now, I do think at offensive coordinator, they'll probably prefer a veteran, kind of like Frank Reich was, some guys he's worked with, Mike McCoy, Anthony Lynn from last year with the Chargers. So maybe you see them go down a route like that. But I do think Howie is going to have a lot of say on the staff. And frankly, I don't think that's a bad thing right now.
Really? Why not? Is it because of the inexperience of Sirianni?
Yeah, I think it's a lack of experience. Now, I think Sirianni should should have some say on it. And obviously it's critical that he gets along with these guys. But Sirianni does not have the connections around the league that Howie does. Like, part of Howie's job is to know what's going on around the league, not only with players, but with staff. Like, he's supposed to know that there's a really good assistant receiver coach on, you know, some team, right? So I do think that he is able to build a staff probably better than Sirianni will be able to. And honestly, last time Howie built a staff from the ground up, they won a Super Bowl, right, in 2016. Yeah. So I really don't think it's a bad thing that, you know, people view that him as being, like, quote-unquote controlled by Howie. I think it's good that they're going to work together.
Yeah, listen, and that's why I wanted you to go deeper into that explanation and answer, because I'm kind of with you there. I know a lot of people seem to be bothered that they feel like this was a hire that would be comfortable for the front office so that they can continue to sort of control things or have their input on things. I led the show off today, Elliot, by stating that I know a lot of people may not agree with this and that sort of thought process. But if you're the Eagles front office, Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, that formula led to them winning a title. Like, it led to them winning a championship doing it that way. So just your thoughts on the idea of them wanting to have a coach that would at least be okay with them having influence in the roster, in the coaching staff, sort of the way that it had been under Doug, which some believe that's why Doug left. He was tired of dealing with that.
Right. Well, I think that Howie right now is a lot like Nelson Aguilar in the way that people just can't discuss him rationally. Like, there's too much anger around him to even speak about him rationally. But, like, when you look at his history as the general manager, they've been at their best when Howie has a lot of say in what's going on. You brought up Doug, and that's a great example, 2016 to 2017. But let's even go back to the Chip era, right? When they hired Chip in 2013, before they hated each other, like, they worked together. Howie had a lot of say. They won 10 games. They made the playoffs. The next year, they still didn't get along great, but they won 10 games. Then when Chip got control and didn't want to work with Howie, they were a complete disaster. So, yes, the last two head coaches have gotten tired of working with Howie, and that's a flaw. Like, there's no getting around that. But it's also the reality that when these two coaches have gotten more power, things have gone downhill. So, I think that this idea that maybe Howie's not a great general manager, but in general, people do think that it's better run when your head coach and general manager work together and it's not, you know, one side has a ton of the power. So I think this is a much better structure than bringing in Josh McDaniels, who, yeah, might have gotten in fights with Howie over control, but that's no way to run an organization. I think this is a better setup.
Elliot Shore Parks, I got a minute on this. Where does this leave Deuce Staley?
Well, I think Deuce is going to have to go outside the organization to get another job if he wants to, you know, get a promotion. The Eagles have had chances. They haven't done it. The fact that they haven't promoted him, I think, hurts his chances of getting jobs elsewhere. So if I were Deuce, I would look outside the organization. And it's a shame because he's a great running back coach. He loves the city here. But I think if he wants to advance his career, the sad reality is it does not look like it's going to happen in Philadelphia in any meaningful way.
No, it doesn't. Elliot Shore Parks, read him at 94WIP.com. And listen to him on the Go Birds podcast. Elliot, thank you. Have a good
weekend.
Appreciate
it, brother.
Yeah. Sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, there he is. Elliot, we're going commercial-free. Coming up next, 215-592-9494. This is the best time to get in for the rest of the show. I know we've had a lot of guests today, but this is the time to get in. 215-592-9494. Why did the Eagles hire Nick Sirianni? Puppet for Jeffrey and Howie? Did they really just want to fix Carson Wentz? Or maybe he was just the best candidate. We'll get into it. On the other side, it's Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
2021 is finally here, and my friends at Elite Acura can't be more excited to leave 2020 in the rear view. And that starts with clearing out their entire 2020 inventory as soon as possible. Now, they need to make room on the lot for their new 2021 inventory. So they're offering you unprecedented savings on all remaining new 2020 MDXs. Lease for just $379 a month or leave 2020 in the dust in a brand new 2021 RDX for $369 a month. And don't miss out on their incredible selection of pre-owned and certified pre-owned Acuras priced for any budget. They have it all. Plus, all of their certified pre-owned vehicles have passed a comprehensive 182-point inspection by their outstanding factory-trained technicians. Experience the difference an exceptionally priced Acura can make at Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage, located on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Just look for the billboard. You can't miss it. Or check them out online anytime at EliteAcura.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!